Dr. Oz figured it out. Head of the Medicaid, Medicare centers all over the country in blue liberal states, they're signing up people for Medicaid and other welfare benefits that illegal immigrants aren't legally allowed to get. Many immigrants aren't allowed to get them either under federal law. But there's also a federal law that says that anybody who signs up for a welfare payment is automatically offered the ability to vote, offered voter registration. Well, what a lot of these blue states have done is pass state laws that say you automatically register to vote whether they want it or not. It is automatic when you collect the information needed for Medicaid, Medicare, food stamps. This is why Trump is currently suing 21 Democrat states to get the food stamp rolls. Why? It's a voter registration drive. You can cross-reference them. Hand it to Palantir. They cross-reference. Boom. Not only can you take the illegals off the rolls, you can get them off the voter rolls too. They'll be able to see the whole system. That is why 21 states are in court right now, refusing to turn over their food stamp rolls. But it's only a matter of time till we get them. Here is Dr. Oz talking about the connection between Medicaid, illegal registration on the Medicaid of illegals, and the right to vote.
Well, these fraudsters, and you're right, Minnesota Nice made it easy for them to make out like bandits. But let me share something with you that I learned recently. By federal law, if you sign someone up for Medicaid, you also give them the right to vote. So ironically, it's true for SNAP as well. As you give out social services, you also get them registered to vote. So you're building up a very partisan group of individuals. This is political patronage at the expense of Medicaid. And the criminal part here is not just a horrible waste and fraud and abuse of our federal tax dollars, but you're taking money from our most vulnerable citizens.
And that right there, that's the whole system. We're going to get it. We're going to get all of it. But wait to hear what just happened. Folks, this is remarkable. Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch, as you know, and we talk about this regularly, they've been suing Democrat states for their voter rolls. The Trump administration has now joined them. They want the full voter rolls, not just what you can download off the website. Why? They want to cross-match them. They want to cross-reference them with the SNAP, with the food stamps. And want to run them against the Homeland Security and Social Security databases. That's the whole program. They'll be able to see it. We're going to get that. And that is going to be a day that blows Americans' minds. But in the meantime, Judicial Watch is suing state after state after state, Democrat states mostly, to clean up their rolls. They are violating federal law by keeping ineligible voters on the rolls. They just sued Oregon and won. Folks, holy cow. 27% of the voters on the voter rolls are ineligible. They can't vote. Yet they are automatically mailed ballots every election. That's 800,000 ineligible registrations, 27% of its 3 million voters. Now, here's the mind-blowing part. And I double-checked this because it was so mind-blowing. I thought, nah, that can't be. That can't be. It is. Do you know what year? Do you know that Oregon was a Republican state? Yeah, for a long time. Do you know what year it shifted from being a Republican state to Democrat state? 1988. It was a 1988 presidential election. What happened in 1987? Something very significant. They went to all mail-in voting. Automatic mailing of ballots. Which is kind of a big deal if 27% of the people on your rolls are ineligible and you have ballot harvesters going around to apartments and mailboxes and places like that, like those big group mailboxes where the ballots just stack up and collecting them. Serious question, folks. Right now, this is going to sound nuts. In 6 months, it's not. Is Oregon even a blue state? Is it? Is Oregon even a blue state? I don't know this morning. I'm not real sure. I'm also not really sure that Minnesota is a blue state. That's up in the air with me right now. Now that we've uncovered the Somali voting fraud system, where you can vouch for seven other people. Yeah, she lives at this address. And then she gets to vote. And what do? Mass mail the ballots. Folks, this is why I have come to the conclusion, and I never reverse myself on something. We got to get rid of the filibuster. We got to get the SAVE Act through. We got to find out before Trump leaves office which states really are blue states, which are actually purple, and which blue states are actually red. This sounds nuts now. I'm telling you, give it 6-8 months. It's not going to sound crazy at all. It's what everybody's going to be saying. Folks, we're making tremendous progress.